rail line that we've all been impatiently waiting on. So it's got a new title now, the Direct Sunshine Coast Rail Line. And off the back of the new regional development plan, the route has stations are now open for public consultation. The government is kind of essentially saying there's going to be around 600 cars removed off the road with a single train. So we've got Jeff Addison by, who's been watching this for a very long time. He's a Sunshine Coast Rail advocate. There's been a few other bits of information have been released as part of this public consultation. But first, Jeff, just wanted to get your thoughts on these new scraps of information that we've now got on the new direct, newly named Direct Sunshine Coast Rail Line.
Yeah, good morning, Ollie. Thank you. Yeah, look, it was great to get some more news about the Direct Sunshine Coast Rail Line on Tuesday. It mentions, you know, confirms that it's going to be a duplicated dual track. Talks about it going from Biwa to Maroochydore, and it says it can accommodate trains of speeds up to 160 kilometres an hour in some sections, which is good to look forward to.
Those 160k an hour speeds, that's pretty fast. That's you know, kind of European levels of speed, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, look, it's not, you know, high speed, but it certainly is faster than what we have now. It does raise some questions, I guess, about how that's achieved. The current NGR trains that are in service have a top speed of 140 kilometres an hour. The only train in Queensland capable of reaching speeds of 160 kilometres an hour is the Tilt train, which runs up to Bundy. So it actually set a train speed record when it was first brought out in 1998 in testing of 210 kilometres an hour.
Oh, wow. So this is either the government kind of showing its hand that we might get some new rail stock, or it might be using different locomotives to do this run this line.
Yeah, or it could mean, you know, they're talking about the line is designed for 160 kilometre an hour speeds, but, you know, the other thing that impacts travel and distances between stations is acceleration. So if a train can get up to acceleration quickly, then, you know, that would assist, you know, reducing the times between the stations. So, yeah, look, it does. Another mention in the news report talks about, you know, capacity trains of 720 passengers. Which also raises some interesting questions about the rolling stock. The current NGR train 6-car sets can carry 964 passengers, and that's broken up into 454 seated and 510 standing. So if we're talking about 6-car trains on the Direct Sunshine Coast Line to Maroochydore having 720 capacity, maybe that could mean there'll be more seating in each of the trains rather than, and less room standing due to the length of the journey, which would probably be a good idea. Maybe it might mean room for bicycles and things like surfboards for people that are coming up to the coast to enjoy its beaches.
Ooh, that would be handy if you look at it from the public infrastructure standpoint, because the many times that I've driven south to Brisbane and looked at the traffic oncoming, and so often, you know, probably one in four, one in five cars has a board strapped to the roof, and it's one person or maybe two people in the car heading up here for a surf.
Yeah, look, that would be great. I mean, this is only my speculation, of course. This will all, I guess, come out in the business case when it comes out at the end of the year. And I guess the third option could be, you know, maybe there will be a different train configuration. Maybe this is part of the 65 new QTMP trains, the Queensland train program that's been announced recently. And maybe they'll have a different configuration. So hopefully we'll find out all of this at the end of the year. The Queensland government have accelerated the business case to bring it to finish by the end of this year so that the state government and federal government can consider it for funding in 2024. So it's certainly something to look forward to.
Jeff Addison, you've been following this for a long while. You've got that kind of, like, I guess, you know, institutional knowledge on it. You've seen it kind of through all its different names, you know, when we called it CAMCOS, all those kind of things. Just how are you feeling now about this project with these kind of new announcements? You know, we've seen the artist sketches. Kind of, I don't know, from my perspective, it feels like there's a bit of movement on it. How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, look, certainly I'm confident. I have that confidence because, the federal Labor government honoured their $1.6 billion contribution to this project. There was a 90-day infrastructure review that's been finished, and I think the results of that are due at the end of this month. But I certainly expect that to continue. And yeah, look, it's probably the closest it's ever been to my knowledge, but given that we have had announcements, we were told that we would get rail to Nambour in 2020. We were told we would get rail to Landsborough by 2012. None of those things have eventuated. So until we get, a contract signed and the money allocated by the state government for this project, I guess I hold my breath a bit. But certainly it is exciting times. I think we're probably the closest to getting action on this than we ever have before.
Last week, I spoke with Professor Matt Burke from the Griffith University City Research Institute. We were speaking about the new regional development plan and its kind of, many of the intricacies in that. But we did speak a little bit about the rail infrastructure and the public transport infrastructure that was included in the plan. And he said essentially the fact that they've now included this rail line and the, mass transit plan into this regional development plan. It's kind of a sign of the government getting on with kind of making the rail line. But he did say at another point when I'd spoken to him that his thought was if there'd been some swing seat, some like swinging seats here on the Sunshine Coast or some seats that were more in play, that we'd probably would have seen this rail line built way sooner. what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, look, I'm not so sure that I agree with that. I mean, that I guess that assumes that politicians, provide infrastructure based on, political seats in the area. And every time politicians get elected, they say we're here for all Queenslanders. And that sort of, I guess, puts pay to that line. It really does mean that, unless you're a political aligned region, you don't get infrastructure that you need. And I think if that is the case, then that's a really sad reflection on, the state of politics and how government works today. That said, at the last election, we had Robert Skelton elected to the seat of Nicklin, based around Nambour. We had Jason Hunt elected to the seat of Caloundra. So I guess that gives impetus for the government, to provide something to Caloundra and to Nambour, given that it's a unique situation in both cases. First time in over 100 years for Nick, and I think it's the first time even in Caloundra. But this rail will address, I guess, to Caloundra and up into Maroochydore is the hope that they will actually build the 37 kilometres. All the other projects, recent rail lines, the Redcliffe line, the Springfield line, were a third of the length and took 3 years to build. We're talking something that's three times that. So you extrapolate that out, you're talking 9 year building time. So if they are going to get to Maroochydore by 2032, they really need to start ASAP. I guess given the seat of Nicklin of Nambour, I mean, rail duplication had been committed to Nambour by 2020 in the past, back in 2005 under the Beattie government. We haven't seen any movement on that. The advantages of rail duplication for Nambour include freight, and the limitation on the line is due to short passing loops. Under the proposed B2N project, if they do build the second stage of that, which there is no money or funding for that at this point in time, it will still only allow for trains that are 950 metres long. The plan and all the reports I've read talk about 1500 metre freight trains are required up the North Coast line to Cairns, and that's the greatest bottleneck in the entire 1689 kilometre North Coast line, is sort of from Beerwah to, or Beebarum to Nambour. And I would like to see the government address that in time for the Olympics, given we've got the mountain bike events at Parklands.
You, are you similar to Professor Matt Burke? Do you take heart in the fact that this regional development plan included the transport in it as well, and that this it was kind of viewing the rail line and the other kind of mass transit system as part of the way this regional develop?
Yeah, look, it includes the the Sunshine Coast Mass Transit, but certainly this rail line, if you look at the 20 SEQ 2031 connecting SEQ 2031 plan back in 2011, it had this rail line up to Maroochydore too. So
Don't
I
take too
guess I
much from
wouldn't
it.
be I wouldn't be counting, yeah, my chickens too early in that regard.
Yeah, very fair. Really appreciate you taking the time to give us your views on this, Jeff Addison, and appreciate, yeah, the time that you've been spending keeping an eye on this as well. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Ollie.
Talk to you again. That's Jeff Addison. He's an independent rail advocate. And yeah, as I said, he's been watching this for a long time. So he's got a good perspective on how it's all going and developing. It is 9 minutes left until news at 9.